Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightWar.
Welcome to the first podcast for the CrossFit to Weightwar Fitness in Fenton podcast in 2022. I'm here with the ever so sweet Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth. Jennifer, say hello.
What's up?
And today our podcast is going to be titled New Year, Same You. What does that mean?
Well, I'm currently doing New Year, New Me because I have converted from Starbucks to Dunkin' Coffee. It's way better.
Since we've been dating, I've been telling you that Dunkin's coffee is
but I better. There was never a Dunkin' close enough. So
okay.
If you're out there and you like Americanos, Dunkin', way to go.
I want to bring up some topics. We didn't really have a script for this. So there's a few things that maybe we want to talk about, maybe highlighting in 2021, things that we did that we really liked, things that maybe we did in 2020 we didn't like, because you and I are always about improvement and feedback. But if it's stupid feedback, then we won't listen.
Right.
I think that's part of feedback as well in leadership. So here's what
Why did you say New Year, same you? Let's start there.
Okay. New Year, same you.
How does that reflect our community?
It's because we are constantly making improvements. There is no stagnation. And I know some of you who have been members for a lot of years, I always think of a Gary, where he gets really frustrated if he's not progressing in a certain fashion. Gary, it's just because you're a high achiever.
Well, I just talked to Gary because his 5-year anniversary is either this month or next month. And when we are going through pictures from the Holly Gym, I found one of him and I said, Gary, your head and your neck blended together.
Yeah.
I think he said he's the same weight now that he was, but he was not the same body composition. So he's got much more muscle. He now has a neck definition. He looks awesome. So
yeah,
and that's 5 years of consistency.
Yes. And that's 1%. I think that, Gary being a high achiever, I think that, some people, if you're new, you're going to get way more than, 1% every day, week. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then these people who have been here for so long, it takes a lot of work to continue a 1%. It does. So, I mean, we don't need to change anything that we're doing now.
But I think sometimes people that have been there for a while, their improvements don't come as quickly. Like you can put 50 pounds on your back squat in a month when you're new, because just the stimulus of actually taking your hip crease below your knee. But those changes over 5 years come so much slower.
So slow. And then eventually they run out. Like if you look at someone like me, people still are like, oh, look, it's so cool. You can still lift weights. I'm like, dude.
But it's more about maintenance. And I think,
it is. And it's
maintaining your fitness, maintaining your strength and all that.
You'll hear me Uncle Rico stuff all the time.
You're such an Uncle Rico.
Well, I will, because it's like, they're like, dude, you did 320 on the back squat. Nice. I'm like, I used to do 320 by 20. But I want to let you, I still wake up and excited that I can back squat 320. And I think if people got in that mindset of hey, I'm constantly improving. You said something earlier that I want to talk about the ergs and health. And I think you and I can just kind of talk about it and it'll be good. But
yeah, so I just posted in a Facebook group.
You're doing the
goal for 2022. And I generally set professional, personal, and fitness goals every year, but right now babies take precedence. Okay. So, but this is something I could do for myself. So 1,000,000 meters on the erg. I'm choosing the C2 bike, just cause we have one in the garage. And that equates to 19.2 a week, 29 a day or 27 a day. So it's 10 minutes a day, easy pace.
I like that.
But we're on the erg so much. So
you do the programming. So I want you to just tell me, why do you program the erg so much? And then I might kind of swoop in there with some science too.
Okay. So here's my non-science.
Go ahead.
Explanation is, we're on the ergs. For example, right now, our endurance cycle is a certain number of calories on whatever, and then a lifting complex. The non-science thing is like, it feels good to do a long workout, get sweaty, and lift heavy.
Couldn't agree more.
Like, you feel so accomplished. Like, I did all this stuff. I was on the Echo bike for however many minutes, and I lifted a heavy barbell. Like, that just feels good mentally.
Oh, yeah.
To be on that, to do that cycle for 30 minutes.
Well, I think everyone would agree with you. And then I think from the science aspect too, there is a why that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're increasing aerobic fitness, which is the most important for all body functions, for your heart, for you to be able to clear lactate so you don't get as sore all the time, but you still build a muscle. That's what you're doing at the erg. It's extremely low risk of injury.
It is.
And if you are actually rowing, let's say at a 1100 calories per hour pace, and your heart rate is coming down from whatever gymnastics and weightlifting or even another monostructural movement you just did, you're improving so much. And then eventually
it's very measurable.
You'll do 1200 calories per hour and still recover. And you can see how you build this robust, like area that you're just so fit at.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that is so, I am so heavily biased towards those things. I think that,
well, the goal of our program, none of us are,
my name's Jordan.
Yeah. But none of us are training for the games.
No,
we're training because we want to have energy in our everyday life and just be fit, like feel good, look good, all that.
Yeah.
And if I'm like, one of my pet peeves of programming, like I could literally write workouts that will leave everyone just so pissed. Like, that was so hard.
So hard. Smash so me. Stupid.
Yeah.
Like, so high skill, so high weight.
Ridiculous. Just like ridiculous workouts. Like people, like we've all done those. And you're like, that was really freaking hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's never my goal with programming. Cause you can make any of the workouts hard that you want.
You can make 100 burpees as hard as you want.
Well, exactly. But that's never my goal, is to smash people. Like, my goal is for you to leave and be like, dang, like I have endorphins. I have energy.
Yeah.
I'm not injured.
You feel better.
Like, I want you to feel better walking.
And you still have the option to push. Like,
you
take,
do.
For example, the workout I had Trisha and Jenny do the other day. I was coaching and you wrote the workout. It was a great workout. It was the 30 minutes. Was it 30 calories?
Yep. 30 calories on an erg.
20 push press, lightweight, 95, 65, and then 20 freaking air squats, which is nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
30
it was
cals.
30 cal, 20
hang power cleans,
kind of nothing, again, burger, but 20 burpees for sure was a something burger. 30 cal, 20 snatches, extremely something burger.
And then
20 lunges, kind of a recovery burger, and a lot of burgers, but they were moving so smooth. And in that workout, their body was able to decide, what am I going to do today?
Or where can I push?
Where can I push? Am I available? Am I available physically, even like emotionally and stuff? And they were. They didn't know they were.
Yeah.
But they were. And I think those longer workouts that have the erg allow you to decide on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do.
Yeah.
And we're lucky because we have bike.
Ski.
Two
bikes, row.
Yeah. Yeah. The Echo bike and the C2 bike are not
the same.
Not even close to the same.
But yeah, if anyone ever has questions about the programming, like, feel free to ask me. But my goal is health.
Yeah.
And
fitness. I mean, you're the fittest gym the way I measure anything that I've seen.
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing CrossFit for 12 years and we've been through all the different elements of, like, we're training for 4 hours a day, you know, we're training for 1 hour a day. We're training for 1 hour a day and doing a little bit extra because we want to, because it makes us feel good. And this is the way that we found to keep people healthiest the longest. And that really
and
is
fittest.
The, yeah. And fittest.
Yeah.
Well, fitness is a snapshot of your health.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I like that. Well, okay. So let's see. New Year, same you. I think the community, I'm reading this book for a bit, like, it's the Ritz-Carlton book. Someone like John Wentworth would love this book. I should throw it out to him. But it's funny because you truly, as a community, take care of one another with motivation, with friendship, with accountability.
And that keeps, that's why no one's like, oh, my New Year's resolution is to do this, because you already do it.
Yeah.
Because like I'm in a group chat with some of the girls from the gym and it's like a Sunday at 8 a.m. and Sally Hoy's like, hey, sorry, I'm going up to the gym. And it's like kind of like the best peer pressure of like, fine, I'll meet you there. Like, wasn't going to go, yeah, but you know, you're going to be there. I just left the gym on New Year's Day and there's like pockets of people doing all their stuff.
That's a New Year's resolution for you. If you, this is not a sales pitch. If you don't have a 24-hour access card, what the fuck are you doing? You should totally.
Well, it's open today for the holiday.
Right. But I'm saying any random, if you use it twice in 365 days, it is worth it to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just, that's a no brainer because of what you just said.
Yeah. But I mean, it's the gym flow won't probably increase. Like we're not going to notice an influx really of, I think people, like classes aren't going to be like so packed on January 2nd or 3rd or whatever. That's a Monday because you guys already do that.
That's,
like this is really just cool. Like, hey, this is your part of your day. It makes you feel good. You know, maybe you did overindulge in the holidays and you're like, well, I'm just getting right back on to my normal routine.
I think the only thing people can do is make goals on nutrition, hydration, sleep. Those are the things. If those are really off, that would maybe be something, but that's very personal.
But it also, you know, it's adding to your, like, what can I add to my life versus take away? I think so much of the diet culture is like, what can I restrict?
Yeah.
It's like, well, why don't you add more water? Mm-hmm. Why don't you add an extra 30 minutes of sleep? Mm-hmm. Why don't you add another day of training? Or, you know, maybe you're in there 5 days a week already, but now you just want to sit on the bike for an extra 20 minutes after. Like, what can I add versus what do I have to take away?
Yeah, I like that.
That always makes me feel better.
Yeah, you like, that's why with you, with, you know, fruits and veggies, you like to add, and mainly, I mean, you obviously know veggies are very low in calories. So if you add veggies, by default, you're going to probably consume less calories.
Yep.
You know, so that's something. What else do you want to talk about? I mean, we got 12 minutes in. It's still a good short form podcast.
New Year, New Year. What's your goal for the, do you have any fitness goals for the new year? You broke a kettlebell record in 2020.
My
2021 was a little stagnant for you.
Did I do anything in 2020? I might have not. No, well, 2022, let's see. I got to continue my jiu-jitsu. That's one thing. But fitness-wise, it's like a tweener year for me. Because I'm sniffing 35.
Yeah.
I'm sniffing the first Masters. But what's funny is I could not go to the CrossFit Games right now in the 35s, but I could in the 40s right now today.
Yeah.
So that's what's, it's gritting me. What?
You're not 40.
I know. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I need to figure out, maybe do I push a button down in the next couple of years? And I don't think the answer is yes. I think the answer for me is Mr. Consistency, same thing that I've been doing, and then arrive at 40. And then maybe add an extra 30 minutes twice a week onto my normal working out. And that would be my chance.
All right. I like that.
That would be my specific chance.
It's so, very unmeasurable, but okay.
No, it's just nothing for 2022.
Oh, okay. Just consistency.
Yeah. I don't think.
Same thing you've done for 12 years. It's not really a challenge, but.
No. I mean, when I set out to break fitness things, I do it very quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
So what about you? Just the bike?
Pushing
out the old baby.
The only reason I did the million meters was because it was something that was measurable that I knew I can't really fail at, I guess. It's just something small.
The only thing you could fail at is lack of discipline.
Well, yeah. Not that. It's not complex, I should say.
Ah, I like that.
It's not complex, and I'm going to have to take because the baby's due in July.
So you're
going to
have to build a bank, if you will.
I'm gonna have to build a bank of meters before that happens.
What if you just did 100K in a day?
I should try that.
Well, I mean, it's not bad if you did 5K every 90 minutes.
Yeah,
that's something.
Yeah, hit a 5K today. I've been doing 20K on Thursday.
Oh, you did hit a 5 today. How are you gonna record that?
I don't know. My goal is to research an app. There's got to be an app where can record like erg meters.
Yeah, I would.
Because I looked up a bunch of running apps this morning, and it's not what I wanted. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
That's about
it. I think from you and I don't want to say the one thing we talked about because you don't like, we're not done with it, but we do have, I would say that's a big goal for the gym in 2022.
I have no idea
what we talked about last night.
I forgot already.
Starts with an L.
I don't know.
E, G.
What? What?
I'm whispering.
Oh, yeah. I think we should talk about it.
I don't think we should yet.
Okay.
Just because.
You can't just say that.
Well, no. Yes, you can. We have something that could potentially have.
Well, here's what we can talk about is that we are now a provider for Medicaid.
And Medicare. And then there's some elite insurance.
Yeah. So if you have anyone that you know that's on that insurance, their membership will be covered by Medicaid, Medicare.
Yeah,
that was a big thing. So we have some things that we wanted to maybe try out in relation to that. So
yeah, there you go. That was cool.
Yeah.
Well, a little preview.
Yeah.
If you will. All right. Well, Jet's starting to walk around. I hope you guys are having a great start to your new year and keep doing what you always do. And then don't mock people that are like, all right, I'm going to the gym. But also you could bring them in and like, hey, do you want to come see what I do? And I don't ever run into the problem that you're running into. Like something
like that.
Yeah,
exactly. Like I've been doing this thing for 5 years.
Yeah. People who mock people and try to belittle them about fitness, like it's very easy. We could go on social media and be like, man, we got the most savage plays. We don't need people with a New Year's resolution. That's stupid. But you know what?
There are people that get motivated.
That
by
was
doing
25
that.
Year old me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Resolutions are stupid, but for some people they're not.
Yeah.
And if that gets them into the gym for the first month and then, you know, they end up falling in love with fitness and that keeps them in the gym.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah. And that's because of the community. Everyone that comes to the gym, visitors or whatever, like we have so many visitors during the holidays, are like, everyone's so nice. And I'm like, I don't know.
And fit. That's what they always say too. They're like, why is everyone so fit? I'm like, it's just kind of the flow. I don't know, consistency. We don't have a lot of injuries.
Yeah. So you guys are fit and very nice. So thanks for that.
Yeah. All right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.